بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. I welcome you to our 37th session of Understand Quran, in which we will read some more verses or study some more verses of Surah Al-Hashr. But we start with Hadith, and this is from Riyadh al-Salihin. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Do you know who is the bankrupt? Do you know who is the bankrupt, the muflis?" They said, "The bankrupt among us is the one who has neither money with him nor any property." He said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "The real bankrupt of my ummah would be he who would come on the day of resurrection with salah, with psalm, with sadaqah, charity, but he will find himself bankrupt on that day, as he will have exhausted the good deeds because he reviled others, brought calumny against others, unlawfully devoured the wealth of others, shed the blood of others, and beat others. So his good deeds would be credited to the account of those who suffered at his hand. If his good deeds fall short to clear the account, their sins will be entered in his account and he would be thrown into hellfire." This is reported by Muslim. So it severely warns us to be aware of other people's right and not just be complacent that if somebody is doing salah, siyam, charity, he should know that it is not enough. He should also avoid harming others. Okay, we go to spoken Arabic. Last time we learned جزاكم الله خيرا وإياك وجزاك in response. And now we will learn some more words, which is نراكم على خير. نراكم على خير. نرى, you see, نرى means we see. Yeah, أرى, I see, نرى, we see. كم, all of you. We'll see you, you know, we'll say as we depart, we say see you. So, narakum, we see you. Ala khair is on something good. Okay? Not just we see you, but narakum ala khair, we see you on good. And you can say if you want to ask, but when you say see you, it doesn't mean a fixed time, but if you want to fix something, you say mata. Mata means when. Mata, when. Mata means when. Narakum ala khair, we see you on good. And mata means when. Alright, now we come to grammar. In the grammar, last time we learned arada and ara. Okay, arada means he wanted. Ara means he showed. Ara means he showed. So let us repeat. And let me put the whole thing in context again, so you are well aware of it. The first basic form is fa'ala, yaf'alu, if'al, fa'il, maf'ul, fa'il. This is the basic form, thulathi mujarrad. From type 2 to type 10, you have verbs with extra letters in fa'ala. So the second one is fa'ala. يفعل فعل مفعل مفعل تفعيل. And the example is سبح يسبح سبح مسبح مسبح تسبح. The third form is فاعل يفعل فاعل مفاعل مفاعل مفاعل. The مفاعل type, باب مفاعل. And the example is جاهد يجاهد جاهد مجاهد مجاهد مجاهدة. And the fourth form, that is second time. Fourth form is أفعل يفعل أفعل مفعل مفعل إفعال. And the example is أخرج أسلم آمن أخرج يخرج أخرج مخرج مخرج إخراج باب إفعال. This is the fourth time. And in the last class we practiced arada and ara. So let us repeat it. Arada, aradu.
Arada, aradu.
Aradta aradtum. Aradtu aradna. Yuridu yuriduna. Turidu turiduna. Uridu nuridu. Arid aridu. La turid la turidu. Murid murad irada. Okay, that was about arada. He wanted. Now we will practice on ara. Ara means he showed. Ara means he showed. Like nazala, he came down. Anzala, he brought down. Kharaja, he came out. Akhraja, he brought out. Ara, arau. Araita, araitum. Araitu, araina. Yuri, yuruna. Turi, turuna. Uri, nuri. Ari, ari, aru. La turi, la turu. Murin, muran, ira'a. And today we will practice two more words, which is amana and ata. Amana, amana means he believed. Amana, amanu.
Amana,
amanta, amantum.
Amanta, amantu.
Amantu, amanna.
Amantu, amanna.
What will this be? Yu'minu, yu'minuna. You see, af'ala, yuf'ilu. أخرج يخرج آمن يؤمن أسلم يسلم أشرك يشرك يؤمن يؤمنون تؤمن تؤمنون أؤمن نؤمن. When two hamza combine, it becomes wow. Like أؤمن, we don't say أؤمن نؤمن. آمن آمن. لا تؤمن لا تؤمن. Mu'min, mu'man, iman.
Mu'min, mu'man, iman.
Okay. Mu'min means the believer. But there is another meaning of amana, which is wa'amanahum min khawf. Means he gave them security from fear. So, mu'min is the one who gives security. Mu'man is the one who is given security.
What is the first form of this verb?
Fa'ala. Basic is fa'ala. Amina. Amina. Means became safe. Amina. Amn. You know, Amn is security, Department of Security. Alright. And we also practice Ata. Ata means gave. And remember, Aqimu Salah wa Atu Zakah. Give Zakah. Excellent. Atina fid dunya. Give us in the hereafter, in the dunya, hasana. Atina. So, ata, atau.
Ata,
atau. Ataita, ataitum.
Ahayata, ataitum.
Ataitu, ataina.
Ataitu, ataina.
Yu'ti, yu'tuna.
Yu'ti, yu'tuna.
Tu'ti, tu'tuna.
Tu'ti, tu'tuna.
Uti, nu'ti.
Uti, nu'ti.
Ati, ati, atu.
Ati, ati, atu.
لا تؤتي لا تؤتو.
لا تؤتي لا تؤتو.
مؤتي مؤتى إيتا.
مؤتي
مؤتى إيتا. مؤتي مؤتى إيتا. Okay. All right. Now we come to last class lesson, which is, you know, in the last class we covered part of the verses of Suratul Hashr. I will recite and you will translate. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullaha wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat liwad wa attaqullaha innallaha khabirum bima ta'amaloon. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. O you who have believed, ittaqullah. Wal tanzur nafsun. Look, or every soul should look, or let every soul look to ma, that which or what qaddamat, it has sent forth lighad, for tomorrow. Ghad means tomorrow. Ghada, tomorrow. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ
إِنْ فِيَا
اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ Indeed Allah is all aware بِمَا of what تَعْمَلُونَ
You do.
وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَلَا تَكُونُوا
Don't be.
كَالَّذِينَ Like those who نَسُوا اللَّهَ Forgot Allah فَأَنْسَاهُمْ
So he made them forget
أَنفُسَهُمْ About themselves. So Nasiya, he forgot. Ansa, he made them forget. Ulaika humul fasiqun. Ulaika, those whom they al fasiqun,
openly disobedient,
defiantly disobedient. La yastavi ashabun nari wa ashabul jannah. La yastavi,
are
not equal. Ashabun nar, the people of the fire. وَأَصْحَابُ
الْجَنَّةِ
Dwellers of the paradise. أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ The dwellers of paradise, whom they, الْفَائِزُونَ The successful ones. لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَى جَبَلٍ لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِّنْ خَشِيَةِ اللَّهِ لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا
If we had sent down
Hadha al-Qur'an
Ala
Jabal
on a
mountain La ra'aytahu Khashi'an Humbling itself Mutasaddi'an Breaking down Min khashiyatillah وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ These examples نَضْرِبُهَا We present them Actually, ضَرَبَ is to hit ضَرَبَ means hit But when ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا That means Allah gives examples of Daraba with mathalan means we present example. Linnas for the mankind or to mankind. La'allahum that they may yatafakkaroon. They reflect. They do tafakkur. Okay, now we cover the last remaining verses of Surah Al-Hashr. And here, this is another place in Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's attributes are mentioned one after the other. So it's a very, very important part. And you know what? The foundation of deen is to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and interact with Him properly. That is the foundation of deen. That we have to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala properly. Like what? That He is our ilah, our God. So we have to worship Him. We have to obey Him. He is the Hadi, the one who guides. He is the Raziq, the one who gives risk. He is the one, Maliki Yawmiddin, the master of the day of judgment. So we have to fear from doing anything wrong. So we have to face Him. So if we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His attributes, then we know the whole religion. Okay, so knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the foundation of the religion. And that's why to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's attributes is very important. And when Quran describes it, it is much more important. Because these are the precise description. We should try to understand these attributes. Because each attribute links us with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each attribute links us with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It defines the relationship. And you know about this Asma'ul Husna. And there is a hadith. The Quran also says that وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا So we have to ask Allah with the best of the names. And some of them are described in these verses. And also another hadith, say, and the hadith says that whoever, for Allah has 99 names, and whoever memorizes them, takes حَفِظَهَا Whoever does hifz of them, دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ He will enter paradise. And the And the explanation is that whoever memorizes them, understands these attributes and interacts with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala properly, then he will enter paradise. Alright. Let me read the translation. He is Allah, other than whom there is no God, the all-knower of the unseen and the seen. He is the most gracious, the most merciful. He is Allah, other than whom there is no God, the King, the Holy, the Perfect, Giver of Peace, the Giver of Security, the Overseer, the Almighty, the Compeller, the Superior. Glory be to Allah above all that they associate as partners with Him. He is Allah, the Creator, the Inventor, the Fashioner. To Him belongs the best names. Whatever is in the heavens and the earth glorifies Him. And He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. Let's go piece by piece. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو. هو هو الله is Allah. الذي the one who لا إله إلا هو, there is no God except Him. عالم الغيب والشهادة. عالم the knower. Okay. الغيب the unseen. والشهادة and the seen, the witnessed. The seen or the witnessed. You see, ghaib and shahada is with respect to us, but not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing is ghaib for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is that right? He is the knower of the seen and the unseen, or the unseen and the seen. Huwa ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know this. He is the most gracious, the most merciful. Huwa Allahu alladhi la ilaha illahu al-Malik. الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر. الملك king. مالك is owner. ملك is king. Okay. مالك is owner. ملك is king. القدوس the holy. Holy.
King of the holy.
No, the king, the holy, these are all attributes, okay? The king, the holy. As-salam means the perfect, or also it means the giver of peace. Okay? As-salam means perfect in the sense that he will not suffer from any weakness anytime. He's perfect. Al-mu'min, the giver of security. You see, when Allah subhanahu, here the meaning is not believer. You see, amanahum min khawf, he gave them security from fear. So mu'min is the one who gives security. Okay, we learned just now, amana, amanu, amanta, amantum, and mu'min, the one who gives security. Al-muhaymin, the overseer, that means he oversees everything, he protects everything, he provides everyone with the needs, okay, with what everyone wants, all the creatures throughout this universe. Al-Aziz means almighty. Nobody can, you know, go against him or challenge him. Al-Jabbar, the compeller. Compeller means who with his might corrects everything. He compels everything to be right. Okay? With his might he corrects everything. Roughly it means. Al-Mutakabbir, the superior. Subhanallah amma yushrikun. Subhanallah, glory be to Allah. Amma, above all that which.
Amma, above all that which.
Yes, above all that which yushrikun, they associate with him. Subhana means pure. Allah is pure above, means Allah is above all these dirt that they are associating with him. The dirt of shirk. Wallahu al-Khaliq al-Bari'u al-Musawwiru lahu al-Asma'u al-Husna. يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. والله الخالق. الخالق
creator.
البارئ the inventor. Inventor. Al-Musawwir, the fashioner. It is from Taswir, okay? The fashioner.
Fashioner.
The fashioner. He gives the Taswir, the picture, the final form to anything. The fashioner, okay? Lahul Asma al Husna. Lahu, for him or to him belongs Al Asma al Husna, the best ones. Yusabbihu lahu ma fi samawati wal ard. Yusabbihu, glorifies. Sabbaha, yusabbihu, glorifies. Lahu, him. Ma fi samawat, whatever is in the heavens, wal ard, and the earth. Wa huwa al aziz al hakim, and he is almighty, all wise. Okay?
Hakim is
all wise. Hikmah, wisdom. Hakim, wise. Okay, let us practice. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو. هو الله, he is Allah. لا إله إلا هو, there is no God except him.
هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو. والله
No, ilah means God. Illa is except. Huwa,
no, Allah
he.
Except. No God except Allah.
Except him. Al-Malikul Alimul Ghaybi wa Shahadati Huwa Ar-Rahmanur Rahim. Alim, the knower, the one who knows. Al-Ghaybi, the unseen. Wa Shahada, the seen. The one who knows the unseen and the seen.
Alimul Ghaybi wa Shahada. Alim, the knower. Ghaybi, unseen. Wa Shahada, and the seen. The knower of unseen and the seen.
Huwa Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. He is the most gracious, the most merciful. This is simple. Huwa Allahu Alladhi La Ilaha Illa Hu. He is Allah. There is no God. The one. There is no God except Him. Al-Malikul Quddus As-Salam. Al-Malik, the King. Al-Quddus, the Holy. As-Salam, the Perfect or the Giver of Peace. The King, the Holy, the Perfect or the Giver of Peace. Al-Malik.
Al-Malikul Quddus As-Salam. Al-Malik, the King. Quddus, the Holy. Salamu,
the Perfect.
The Perfect of Peace Giver.
Okay. Al-Mu'minul Muhaiminul Azizul Jabbarul Mutakabbir. Al-Mu'min, the Giver of Security. Al-Jabbar. Al-Muhaimin, the Overseer. What does he oversee? That means he takes care, he oversees everything. He provides them with what every creature needs. Overseer, Al-Aziz, Almighty. Al-Jabbar, the Compeller. Al-Mutakabbir, the Superior. For people, when it is used, the one who wants to be, who wants to show that he is great. And this is absolutely not liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is truly great. This is his beautiful attribute, so he is the superior. Next.
Al-Mu'min al-Muhimid al-Aziz al-Jabbar al-Mutakabbir. Al-Mu'min, giver of security. Al-Muhimid, the overseer. Al-Aziz, the Almighty. Al-Jabbar, the compeller. Al-Mutakabbir, the superior. So the giver of security and overseer, the Almighty, compeller and superior.
Subhanallah, amma yushrikun. Subhanallah, glory be to Allah. Amma, above all that which yushrikun, they associate. Glory be to Allah above all that which they associate with Him.
They associate.
Huwa Allahul Khaliqul Bari'ul Musawwir. Allah is Allah. Al-Khaliq, the creator. Al-Bari, the inventor. Al-Musawwir, the fashioner. He is Allah, the creator, the inventor, the fashioner.
Wallahu al-Khaliq al-Bari al-Musawwir. Wallah, he is Allah, al-Khaliq, the creator. Al-Bari, the inventor. Al-Musawwir, the fashioner. He is Allah, the creator, the inventor, the fashioner.
له الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. له, to him belongs الْأَسْمَاء, the names. الْحُسْنَى, the best ones. To him belongs the best names. I think that's enough for me. Belongs. Belong to him, or for him, or the best names. يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض. يسبح glorifies له him ما whatever في السماوات in the heavens والأرض and earth. Whatever is in the heavens and the earth glorifies him.
Whatever is in the heaven and earth.
وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. وَهُوَ, and he, الْعَزِيز, almighty, الْحَكِيم, all-wise, and he is almighty, all-wise. Almighty,
Hakim, wise,
always.
And he is almighty and is wise.
Okay, as I told earlier in this session also, we learned some spoken Arabic, we learned some grammar, and we learned a lot of new words, but never forget that the objective of reading and studying Quran is to ponder over its verses and get lessons from it and practice it. And we have learned some of the beautiful attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these ones. These verses are very important verses. They are full of virtues. In fact, we should try to memorize them, and many people do memorize them. And each of these, they contain a lot of wonderful and beautiful attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And each attribute links us with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, if He's Khaliq, who's Khaliq? I mean, He's our Khaliq. If He's Ar-Rahman, I need that mercy. Okay? He is Malik, He is owner of everything that I own, or this of the whole universe. So everything concerns me. Every attribute shows me how I should, you know, develop the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.